here in Florida. How important is this tournament to the growing popularity of cricket in the United States, and what do you hope to see over the coming years with tournaments like this sprouting up?
I think it's very important. I think with the proximity that we have in the Caribbean, so close to the U.S., it's incumbent upon us to get as much cricket into the U.S. and in North America as possible. I know that a lot of the guys support and are involved in the U.S. Open as well, and that's just another way of West Indies cricketers lending a hand to the U.S. I think it needs to be a concerted effort, not just a one-off series. We need to find ways where the U.S. cricket and the West Indies cricket board can come together and actually get more competitions, more series, more involvement with the U.S. And the West Indies, whether it be senior team, A team, B team, under 19, whatever. Obviously, that's for board level, not so much myself, but just from looking on the outside, I think there's efforts being made, obviously, with CPL coming here for a few years as well. And it's just to find the correct way to move forward. You never know when you have that breakthrough event or series or episode that, you know, it can launch as it should. But until then, we just need to make the small strides so that when that launch does happen, that the relationship is intact as it should be.
Hi, Carlos. Do you think this is the best West Indian squad at your disposal, or do you like to see someone else in the team, apart from maybe Andre Rossi, essentially?
No, I think it's the best team at our disposal. Again, the way I look at it, you look forward to 2020. And if we play 15 players between now and every series leading up to 2020 and two or three of them get injured, then we have three new players or relatively new players in the squad. So every squad that we select is the best squad. Whether it's the best in terms of personnel is up for debate and is, I guess, shared opinion. But we have to look at it as it's the best leading up to the World Cup, putting the best pool of players together and spreading the net as wide as possible so that when we do select our final 15 for the World Cup, that we've run enough players through certain roles and that we're confident enough that they can perform whichever role is asked of them.
Carlos Arun with the broadcast team. We've seen West Indies players entertain the world over. What is the one thing, one formula that's needed to click as a unit? What do you think? What's the magic formula?
If I knew it, we'd be number one, to be honest. I don't think it's the magic formula, to be fair. I think it's just, as I said, spending a lot more time together. A lot of the times we come and we shack up 2 days before and then we go out there and play. And the fact that we get so close in games in the past is just a testament to the talent, the hard work, and a lot of times the experience that the boys would have had playing a lot of franchise cricket, where that can be sometimes commonplace, getting together a week max before a franchise tournament. So I don't think there's a magic formula. You can always look back on it and say it's a negative that we're so low in the standings, and obviously for the people in the Caribbean, we like to be higher. We like for them to be able to go to work and brag and talk about your national team doing the things that we should. But evidently, if we have a very good 4 years and don't perform in the World Cup, that will still be seen as a down as well. So we can look at it as a positive, look at the amount of guys that have been exposed. Come World Cup time, if we win the World Cup, then I'm sure that they'll give the people in the Caribbean some bragging rights as well.